The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So welcome. It's nice to see you all. It's so nice to practice together. I just love it. So this morning in the practice note, I talked about this idea of noticing what's extra, what's maybe not needed. And then that, of course, begs the question, can we put it down? Can it be let go of? And I'd like to build on that a little bit. I'll start with a little story. This was some time ago. When maybe you have a similar experience, I found in my closet this blouse. Like, oh yeah, I used to wear this back when I had a different job, did something different. I thought, oh, maybe I'll wear this today. I put it on and like, oh my gosh, it was so scratchy. I'm like, I can't believe that I used to wear this. It was so itchy and scratchy. And like, how did I not notice how uncomfortable this blouse is? So it wasn't a complicated, should I wear this or should I not wear this? It was a very simple, get this off. And I took it off and donated it, made a different choice, wore something different. Pretty simple, uncomplicated, straightforward. But we could also say kind of like let go of this idea that this blouse needs to be a part of my life. It was uncomfortable. Curiously, that I hadn't noticed before when I had a completely different life. But now I just didn't feel right. And so I gave it away. And so, and not only that, but there was a sense of relief. Like, ah, phew, I don't need to wear this. In the same way, I've heard Matthew Brandsilver talk about this. This was years ago. I don't know if he says it more recently. He talks about the joy of being wrong. There's this way in which sometimes we have this idea of like, no, things should be this way, and that things can only be this way, or it's best if they're that way, and everything else is inferior, and we don't even want them in some way. But there's this way in which we feel like, oh no, it has to be this way. For example, I just got back from a trip. I was teaching a retreat and then did a little time hiking after that. And I noticed how I have this way of like, okay, when I pack a suitcase, it has to be like this and then this and this and these things go together and this goes on the bottom and that goes on here. You're like, I have this very particular way. And just realized it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, it takes extra time to do it that way. What if I just throw everything in and kind of let go of this compulsion to have it be organized in a particular way? And kind of like the joy of being wrong, the joy of recognizing, oh, it actually doesn't have to be that way. It created a little bit more spaciousness and gave me more time when I was feeling like I didn't have a lot of time. So whether it's a blouse, an article of clothing, a belief that, okay, the right way to do something is this way and everything else is inferior or inappropriate in some kind of way, or whether it's an assumption, these things that we let go of make space, bring more ease, bring more freedom into our lives, like, oh, just doing it this way. And it's good enough. It's okay. So much of what we're adding extra, it's extra because we have this clinging, this way it should be, and why isn't it that way? And you can see that it's actually kind of joyful to let go when I realized it's okay if all the packing isn't perfect. It's all going to get to where it needs to be, assuming my luggage goes where it's supposed to be. And so there are these beautiful images in the tradition, in the early Buddhist literature, in the Pali Canon. I'll share just one here. Is it talks about a snake that sheds its skin. Perfectly natural thing that happens. This skin just sloughs off as the snake is growing. The snake isn't complaining. It feels like a relief and no longer fits. It's no longer serving. And so the skin sloughs off. Can there be a way that what's extra, if we notice, can be kind of like just skin that gets sloughed off? And there's a sense of letting go, a dropping of a constriction or something that's heavy, something that limits us. There are so many ways in which we are limiting ourselves, not knowing that we are. And part of meditation practice is we start to see where we are limiting ourselves. A more contemporary visual way is with Rosemary Traumer. She has this poem. It's called A Little Pep Talk. So here's A Little Pep Talk by Rosemary Traumer. The swirling ash doesn't try to become log again. The flying leaves don't attempt to return to the tree. The girl can't untwist her genome back into separate strands. The flour in the bread can't return to the sack, can't undo the kneading of hands. In all things lives a memory of letting go, and the chance to transform into what it can't know. In all things lives a memory of letting go, and the chance to transform into what it can't know. So what a gift to see this putting down, this letting go, this releasing as not as like a deprivation or something that we have to renounce, but as an opportunity for transformation, something new. Something new that we don't know, can't know until the letting go has happened. But there's this way in which this letting go, I mean, it can be very difficult. It can be uncomfortable. First, to just recognize what is it that's extra to let go of, that can be let go of, and then there's the actual letting go itself. There's a way in which, without our maybe even recognizing that we're doing this, we have this sense of it's like a sense of weakness to let go, or to no longer have a certain belief that packing has to be done a certain way, or whatever it might be. Or maybe there's a way it does feel like deprivation, like, oh, I'll have less somehow if I let go of some of my views that I'm holding so tightly to. If I let go of the way things should be, dang it. But what if we kind of reframe it more as a giving away? An act of generosity, an offering. We could say maybe it's an offering to the altar of our life, to the altar of freedom. This letting go is giving way. There's this way that we're not diminished in any way by letting go. This is why Matthew Brensilver was talking about like the joy of being wrong. We're holding on to the way things should be. And the joy of letting go is also this way. We're not diminished, but instead our hearts are enlarged, opened. It's more space, more freedom. So this way in which we stop trusting this allure of clinging. And it is alluring. And there's so much in our society that we've created that really supports this. Hold on. But this practice is showing us again and again the power of letting go, not holding on. And then also this to taste the joy of letting go. Taste the peace, the space, the freedom that's available with the letting go. This can be a discovery. It opens us up to learning whatever is next, as we saw in that poem, what we can't know. It can be a discovery of humility. Like, I thought I knew everything and I had it all together. It could also be a discovery of freedom, of not needing to know, not insisting that things be a certain way. It can be a relief, like, oh, okay, things just are as they are, and I'll work with this. Instead of trying to push, shove, manufacture, manipulate, engineer things to be a particular way. So this idea of letting go, I'm talking about it in the Dharma context, but this happens in everyday life all the time. The weather changes. Sometimes we change our plans. If it's really hot, maybe we're going to not do that physical activity outside in the afternoon that we planned. Or if it's raining, we just change our plans, letting go of what we had thought that we were going to be doing. Maybe our opinions, our views change when we get some more information and realize, oh, I only knew part of this story. Or I only knew the story interpreted through one lens, and now I see it interpreted through another lens. Well, maybe I'm not even sure what my views are anymore, and maybe let go of the clinging and feel the joy of, I'm not sure. And then insisting that we are right and you're wrong, instead saying, you know, I'm not quite sure anymore. This joy of letting go happens in our daily life all the time. So is Dharma practice as a way to support us to recognize what's extra and to also recognize this idea of letting go? It's not about losing or diminishing. Instead, it's about gaining. It's about gaining ease, gaining peace, gaining joy, gaining freedom. And maybe I'll end with what I heard. Oh my goodness, I can see Venerable Ujjagara, Sayadaw Ujjagara. This was the title of his Dharma talk that I just happened to see. I didn't actually listen to the Dharma talk. I just saw the title, which I thought was so great. He said, let's move from let go to let's go. Let's move from let go to let's go. This idea of let's go has this sense of opening, freedom. And with that, I'll close and I'll turn it over to Nina, who will help us move into mindfulness in activity. Thank you.